This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Into the 9 o'clock hour. I got Sam, Fisher along, Eric Slaughter sitting in for Greg Clark. We got Noel White, other side of the glass. Glad you've been with us since 6 a.m. I headed for our final hour here and up at the 10 o'clock hour. John Frickery's going to be coming in. My goodness, and it's top of the hour,
Say good morning, Georgia.
Yep.
Yeah, and as I go to the final hour, let's say a good morning to all the folks in Winston, Georgia.
In Winston, Georgia.
Yeah.
I've seen that, too.
You definitely seen Winston because you go right past it on the way to your alma mater.
Ah, that's where it is.
Yeah, it's just right past Temple before you get to Carrollton.
Okay.
Winston, Georgia.
Winston, Georgia.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people down that way.
Yeah. You know, I guess technically that's still... It might be Douglas County.
Is it Carroll County?
It's sitting right on the border.
Right on the line.
Maybe one of those towns where you cross the street, you're in one part, one in Carroll County, and
across the other street,
you're in Douglas County. Or, you know, just kind of like, you know, a lot of people don't realize Douglasville, part of Douglasville is in Paulding County.
Okay.
And part of Douglasville is in Douglas County. Because, like, South Paulding High School, if you look at the address of South Paulding High School.
It's technically Douglasville.
It's technically Douglasville.
Wow.
But it's South Paulding High School.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, little things like the state of Georgia, that's how it is around here.
That's true.
I mean, how many times can you be riding on one road? And I've done this, I think, on the several roads. You'll say, welcome to Cobb County. And then 5 feet later, welcome to Paulding County.
Yep.
10 feet later, welcome back to Cobb County. You're like, hold on. I'm on the same road. I didn't make a left or a right.
Right.
And I just went through two different counties. That's how we do it here.
Yeah, that's me when I grocery shop.
Where do you go?
I go in and out of Henry County.
In and out of Henry County, yeah.
Really?
Like, thank you for coming to Henry. And I go back home and like, thank you for leaving Henry. And then you see another sign, you are in the cab.
Yeah, just like that.
Yep.
Yeah, there it is. That's how you do it. Fulton County does the same thing.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got certain places where you got it kind of runs together. I know exactly what you're talking about, too, that area. Right? You know, well, you're in Henry County, but you know what? You're right around the corner, and that's right, tucked right back up in there is Morrow High School. Is Morrow High School is almost like in Ellenwood.
Okay, which is DeKalb County.
Right. that is amazing.
A piece is in DeKalb, piece is in Clayton, piece is in Henry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where they put the new school, which looks like a spaceship. Unbelievable what that school looks like, man. And it's tucked right around, you know, because I went out there, and I know I went by Cedar Grove, and I said, well, since I'm here, let me run around here. I want to get a look at the school, at Morrow School. And I'm like, I'm crossing, you know, DeKalb County, you know, Clayton County, Henry County. It was all like kind of running together.
Yeah. See, all kinds of different police cars. Don't know who to run from. Don't know who to run from around there.
You know, you got to know your jurisdiction to know where you are in our area. Folks, of course, we want to talk to Braves baseball, and the Braves played a day-night doubleheader because of the inclement weather on Friday, and they split those games. And, you know, hey, thoughts about this team, and first of all, thoughts about this week. You know, the All-Star game took place and Braves were represented up there.
Everybody, three out of four Braves got into the game.
Yeah, you know, in those
crazy neon uniforms, whatever that was.
I, you know, we're on the clock now. The All-Star game will be here next year, and I really hope that we can do something, because you know what? Gone are the days when a baseball team just has two uniforms, the home uniform and the away uniform. Mm-hmm. Most teams now have three or four different versions of their uniform.
Mm-hmm.
So why not wear them in the All-Star game?
Mm.
Why go and create this Bad News Bears-looking uniforms they had them wearing this week?
Mm.
Because everybody, you think about the Braves and the different uniforms that they have. They have the Saturday uniform. They have the red.
The City Connect uniform.
Right, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they got several different versions.
The gray.
Right, the road version and your home white. So I'm like, just wear your uniform. Now, give them a special cap.
Right.
You know, give a special All-Star game cap if you want to sell something. But, I mean, you know, and they're trying to do merchandising. I don't know how many people went online to buy that ugly stuff.
Nobody. No, nobody. Well, you know, you like, did in that pink, green, but lime, you know, whatever it was.
But you know what, though? There are people, and I understand there's some people, like, every year want to have the jersey for that year.
Mm.
So there are people who will buy it, but I don't think anybody who doesn't do that on a regular basis wanted this.
Yeah, they didn't attract no new customers. They might get the old client base, but they didn't attract no new customers.
Man, they're running people away with that thing.
Yeah,
and they can't give those things away.
Yeah.
That's not bad. But you finish the All-Star game, guys come back after getting a break, and you know, a nice 4-day break there. They come back and you know,
then you get a 5th day because you get rained out on Friday.
You get rest up, and you know, but that's the thing. You hope for this team that they come back and ready to go and ready to gain some ground. And, you know, we're seeing some things right away that, you know, they've been able to pick up one full game on the Phillies. They're at 7.5.
Yeah, well, you're going to have a lot of opportunities to do it because we got to make up games played because the Phillies have played 4 more games than we have, you know. And it seems like the Braves are stuck on the magic number 10. Every time they get to 10 games above 500, that's kind of like their threshold. Every once in a while, they'll get to 11. Maybe they'll fall down to 9. But pretty much every time you look back up, they're 10 games over 500, they're 10 games over 500, they're 10 games over 500. And if that's who we are, we're destined to be the wild card team this year, which is not a bad thing.
No.
Which is not a bad thing.
No.
You know, I mean,
no.
For all those division banners we got up there, what does it really prove for us?
You know, the thing of the last couple of years, the bats went to sleep in October. I would take, you know, coming in as a wild card if the bats were awake. Just set the alarm clock so that in late October, early November, the bats are awake and they can
and
go.
And everybody's
out
healthy.
That's what you want. That's what you want. Today, 135. Spencer Schwellenbach is going to get a chance to pitch again today. Mm-hmm. And he's done well.
Right.
I mean, he's done
well. I think we got two Spencers on this rotation for the next several years.
Okay.
I think that's just the bottom line. We got the ace at top, Spencer Schrader, and now we got Spencer at the back end. Maybe he'll be somewhere in the middle for years come. But I think he's earned the opportunity to be the 5th-day starter for the rest of the season.
So you don't go out now, if you're Alex Anthopoulos, you don't go out looking for a pitcher right now?
Well, I'm not saying you don't, but if you can't find one, This is a young man you go to war with. If you can find one for the right price, because it really all comes down to the right price. You cannot give away or give. You can't finance what you don't have either. So I mean, it's a tough job to be the GM of the Braves right now because we only have so many assets that are tradable. And we don't know what kind of credit card they're going to give him to spend with. Are they going to give him the Black American Express? The limit?
Get that.
The black card?
That good one.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm like, oh, really? This is what I got?
We
can do some things with this. I think you're going to get the platinum one. The platinum one guy only got so many, you know, so much limit on it.
Yeah, 135 is your game time today, you know, for the Braves and Cardinals to play. And, I think they've had some good tests recently against some other teams that are wild card contenders.
Mm-hmm. And the Cardinals are 51-47. They're only a few games behind the Braves in the wild card standings.
In the wild card, you know, they had the Padres before the All-Star break. They had the Diamondbacks before them. So they faced some teams that are wild card contenders. I think those have been great tests for this team at this time of the season. Everybody says, well, you don't want to make a lot about what a team does in April or May or June, but the calendar is now in July. We're to the back end of July.
Yep.
You really got to show who you're going to be.
Yeah, you know? I mean, next week's August. Next week is August. Yep. And things being the Cardinals are actually currently holding that number two position in the wild card. So if the playoffs start today, the Cardinals are in it. And then don't blink because the Mets are creeping up.
Yeah.
The Mets are creeping up. And you know we got probably 6, 7, 8 head-to-heads with the Mets coming up in the back end of the year.
That's it. That's it. We're going to meet those guys. And you know what? They're waking up because they didn't get off to a good start. And we always say the Mets, for all the money that is thrown at that team, it seems like nothing ever changes with them.
Well, we'll see what happens if the Mets become buyers or sellers, because the trade deadline is next week. Next week is the trade deadline. So there will be a lot of moving, chucking, and jiving going on. I'm pretty sure one of the big networks will have some type of trade deadline special, and we'll see how many times the Atlanta Braves' name gets mentioned during that special, if at all.
Yep. Braves are 7.5 back of division leading Philadelphia. Mets are now 11.5 back of the Braves. You're not putting pressure on them yet, but they're there, and they're over 500, and they're playing much better baseball is what they're doing. Philly is having some problems this weekend with Pittsburgh. Pirates have been able to do some damage with this team.
Appreciate the Pirates for doing that, keeping, because, well, like I said, we split yesterday. The Pirates took their second straight from Philly, which helped us. Go for the sweep, guys. Get them. Get that sweep. Break out those brooms. And that'll help us. And then, I'm looking at these games coming up. So we will bring in the Reds for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 12:20 game on Wednesday. It might be something I can sneak out to. I'm off on Wednesday.
Can you do that?
Yeah, and then we head up to Citi Field for a 4-game set next weekend.
Yeah.
That's huge. That could be huge. So the next week plus, Milwaukee comes in after that. Then we see Milwaukee a couple times. Miami comes in. Colorado, San Fran. We don't see any more Philly or National League East teams until the mid to end of August. So we'll see what's happening by then. But the Braves need to keep winning. And I'm just happy winning series. I don't need sweeps. So give me 2 out of 3. Give me on these 4-game ones. I'm even happy with a split, 2-2. I just don't want to come back with we lost the series 3-1 or 4-0.
No, we can't have that. And here's the thing that the Phillies have coming up. Phillies, if they get down to Pittsburgh, they got the Twins. They got to go on the road there. And then they come home and they're facing Cleveland and then the Yankees.
Finally, they have a gauntlet coming on their schedule.
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
They could have a couple weeks where they go 3-7, 3-7, or 10-game stretches like that. We could make up some ground. Wouldn't you be happy if you woke up late August, and we say, wow, it's down to 5 games.
Oh, yeah.
It's down to 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very reasonable deficit to say, hey, we done knocked off. It was at 10. If we could get it to 4.5, 5 by the time we go into September, that's catchable.
Yep.
That's catchable. And then we should say, well, if we knock that off, we still got to be leading the wild card, right, because we're playing well.
Absolutely. And then, you have more games with them. The Braves play them again at the end of August. They play Philly again.
Seven games against the Phillies in the month of August.
Yep.
And that's it. That's the last time we'll see them.
Yep. So you get to kind of determine your own destiny, if you will.
Well, it's going to be some hot tickets in Atlanta the second half of September when the Dodgers come to town for 4. Then the Mets come to town for 3. The Royals come to town. Truist Park is going to be a nice place to be in September. It's going to be some meaningful baseball.
Meaningful baseball. Where you have your football going on, too, at the same time. It's going to be a lot for us to look forward to in the month of September.
That's why I got in this business.
Absolutely.
That's why I turned in my hospitality hat and picked up my sports broadcasting hat, no matter how I could do it. This is so much fun.
Absolutely. And we're headed for that time of year when it all runs together. Talk about running together. Talk about running on the track. We're talking about NASCAR. They're at the Brickyard. Time to talk racing. Dustin Long from NBC Sports. Straight ahead when you stay with us on this Sunday morning here on Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Radio 929 The Game at 929TheGame.com.
Sports Radio 929 The Grange. It's Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, but Greg is away and I am sitting in. I'm Eric Slaughter. So happy to be sitting across the table from my good friend Sam Crenshaw. And this is a time of day where Sam and Greg, and I got to give Sam a lot of credit because he has really made me up my NASCAR game since I've been working with him over the past 4+ years. Doesn't seem like it's been that long because you guys are pretty much the only ones who talk about NASCAR each and every week here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. And I know we see it on our social media page that there's a, you know, there's a big NASCAR following all throughout the South, and they love getting into NASCAR updates on Sunday morning, know where the race is, who's on the pole, and what to expect. And I know we're trying to work on Dustin Long, who's your usual NASCAR contributor, and we're trying to get a hold of him. But it's a big race today up in Indy.
And of course, anything that goes on at that place is an amazing place where it's got a golf course inside it.
Yeah, Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
It's an amazing place, and we always knew around Memorial Day they do the IndyCar race there, and you know, the NASCAR has been there now for a number of years. I think this is an anniversary.
This is the 30th.
Jeff Gordon won the very first
in
one there.
In 1994.
Yep.
Flash. That was the first. I mean, I know it happened long before that, but the Jeff Gordon T-shirts and the Flash T-shirts, those when I first really noticed in paraphernalia and advertising of NASCAR back in the day. I know Richard Petty had a lot of support for that.
But STP.
I just remember all those Flash shirts. Flash Gordon. Yep. He was the man.
He really was. And now he's like the guy that kind of runs things up in Hendrick Racing. I'm sure you'd like to see somebody, one of the Hendrick cars, be there at the end today. And we'll look to see if that's going to happen. Tyler Reddick is on the pole for this race today in the 45 car. He has Denny Hamlin on the outside.
So two Toyotas.
And, of course, Hamlin is like the part owner of that 45 car. He's the partner with Michael Jordan in 2311 Racing. So he's going to line up beside the car that he's like the part owner for that particular car in row one. We got Chase Elliott on row two, so we watch for him. Those are the Hendrick cars. He and William Byron. Matter of fact, the next three qualifiers are Hendrick cars. So maybe William Byron is driving the 24 now, the car that Jeff Gordon drove. And
that was his number.
That was his number. So his car is going to be up riding up toward the front of this race today. They're happy to be back on the oval. Last two or three years, they ran on the road course. Mm-hmm. So it was a road course race.
Gotcha.
And these guys want to get back to being on the big track.
Right, right. Okay, and Hendrick's got four cars in. And then Hendrick's being celebrated today. The owner, the original, Rick Hendrick, is driving the Pace car.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, technically that? He's winning he's starting the race, so he can be wire to wire, right? Lead it from the beginning to the end.
And be there at the end waiting for him, right? Yeah. When they all finish, that will be something to see to go there. It's a tremendous event whenever they go and race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The chance to drive on that particular track, and I talked with a couple of drivers about the experience and what happens when they go to drive there and the fact of what they get a chance to see. Talked with Brad Keselowski, who's a native Midwesterner. He's native of Michigan. Mm-hmm. And he talked about turning in there. You drive in. You drive past the museum. They have all the old cars in there.
Nostalgic.
Very nostalgic. Wow. Very historic. It's mm-hmm. what you get to feel when you go to races there at the Brickyard. So he's looking forward to it. He's won there before. He won there in 2018. He said, wouldn't it be nice if we get to go again? And we had to talk a little football talk, too. He says, because he's a Michigan guy. I said, oh, you would? We'll talk about Michigan, huh?
Okay. Wolverines defending national champs.
He got a chance to go to the national championship game.
I bet he did.
So
yeah, I bet he did. Okay.
So it was cool talking a little football with him as well.
What sport in Indiana you think gets the biggest following? Racing. I'm not going to say NASCAR. I'm going to say racing or basketball.
Wow, they're right there. And it's kind of like North Carolina.
Right.
The same thing.
Racing or basketball. Yeah.
You know, the two things that are known for. I think will always be that. You can bring other sports in and whatever, but I think those will always be the things that – and the things that people around the country know them for,
mm-hmm.
know that area for. Yeah, I think that will always be when you got racing going on at Indianapolis. And that's what's happening with NASCAR today as they wind down the season, head toward the playoff. The first playoff race will be – here in Atlanta on September 8th, which happens to be opening weekend for the Falcons.
Yeah, when you talk about that, I'm a little disappointed because I can't be in two places at once.
We love to get you out there at the track. Because that's such a happening and such a good time out there. But you will see who's going to be there. You still got a number of races for drivers who may not be in contention or may not be where they need to be, for a chance to be in the playoff. Gives them a chance to get there. We'll see.
Looking at the weather forecast for Indianapolis today, shouldn't be no rain delays or anything. It's going to be 82 degrees and sunny. That's a perfect day for racing. I don't know. I know how we do it here in Atlanta, but I would bet you the park is open already to welcome people in. What time does Flo Rida take the stage up there?
Pitbull, whoever they might have.
Yeah, they're going to have some serious pre-festivals, and that's what I learned. So I've been to two NASCAR events now, one with you, and I've been to Talladega once. The party starts the party started 2 days ago when those campers started pulling in there. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Or whatever day they started pulling there. But the race is scheduled for 2:30. The party is going on right now.
Oh, right now.
The tailgating experience at NASCAR can be only rivaled by one thing, NFL or college football Saturdays and Sundays, because it's a serious event. And I told people have told me, you want to go to a party? Go to a NASCAR pre-party event. I mean, when I saw it firsthand for the first couple times, I was like, this ain't a bad place to be. Yeah. Not at all. You know, so whatever they're doing up there in Indy, I guarantee you they're having a good time.
Going to have a good time for sure as they're going to race today. I had some things that have happened, so far this weekend. Of course, they raced the Xfinity Series race yesterday. I do have something from Dustin that NASCAR has penalized Martin Truex Jr.'s team for an inspection violation at Indianapolis. So, you have to pass an inspection Saturday, Truex team.
What is that all about?
After qualifying, usually they inspect the cars, and they're supposed to do it after races too,
to make sure your car wasn't illegally supercharged or something like that.
Yep, or any piece of equipment or something. You'll be amazed at the difference. Something attached to a car on the hood or on the side or anything that's going to
– the aerodynamic changes.
Anything that's going to do that could be an advantage. Yeah. And so they check for those type of things.
The regulations of NASCAR.
You look at the car and you say, well, this car looks like that car, looks like that car. What's the difference? And it may be something so minute.
Mm-hmm. Change the weight by a couple ounces. change the depth or the width by a couple inches.
Change the way that wind hit, you know, I mean, yeah. That's the thing you're talking about. So what happened with Martin Truex, he will start at the rear today and do a drive-through penalty at the start of the race. So if you watch for his car and wonder why is he drifting back to the back, after passing inspection Saturday, his team made an unapproved adjustment that resulted in the following. He will lose his 14th starting spot. He will start at the rear of the 39-car field. He must drive through pit road while taking the green flag, and the team will lose its pit stall selection. So, and that's always an important thing when you get your pit stall. So that's the thing. Car chief Chris Jones has been ejected for the rest of the weekend. So they're saying they did a re-inspection. The 19 car did pass the re-inspection. That's the other thing. Somebody else, the 38 car, got, Todd Gilliland, also failed inspection twice before qualifying, and their car chief was ejected for the rest of the weekend. So, I mean, that's...
So I mean, do they consider that cheating? You know, what's the old saying? If you're not cheating, you're not trying?
Yeah, I mean, but you got to be something they don't track down.
Yeah,
obviously.
I mean, wow.
And you
wow.
know, that's the thing. You got to have something that you figure that they won't get tracked down, but they're looking for all those type things and
to get the competitive edge in NASCAR.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, not just the talent of the driver.
No.
Not just, you know, the talent of your mechanics, making sure your engine is at top-notch performance.
Not just the talent of your pit crew.
Your crit crew, right. The strength and the speed of the pit crew.
Man. Talk
I couldn't
about
do it.
It.
Even in my youngest days of best athletic shapeness, I wouldn't want to do that. First off, that hot suit that they wear out there in that, I mean, that suit's got to be 10 pounds easily because it's the way it's figured out, and you're out there in the middle of the heat, drenching sweat. They got their mask on, hoodie on, gloves on, boots on. Zipped up to the top.
Yep.
When you take that thing out, there's an odor coming out of that suit. Grandma couldn't get that odor out of that suit. Remember my grandma used to put up on the line that the sun breezed through it?
That's the thing that's happening with the races now. So we're in Indianapolis this week. Next week they're going to be at Richmond. Cookout 400. I wonder what they're going to be serving at that one.
Hamburgers and milkshakes and onion rings. Cookout, hamburgers, milkshakes, and onion
in the
rings.
Media center.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd be going there. What's your favorite cookout meal, Noel? I know you know the cook. You probably know every flavor of a cookout milkshake. Don't you? You know it's National Ice Cream Day.
National Ice Cream Day. Today
is National Ice Cream Day.
Whoa!
Yeah, I think we need to have a road trip to Cookout and get some milkshakes.
You get that.
That's one of the best milkshakes.
I get a Cheerwine milkshake.
What is it?
I get the Cheerwine.
Cheerwine.
You know, my family from North Carolina, so I do it all in North Carolina.
Yeah, right.
I get the cookout dog that has the slaw and all of that. That's North Carolina. Mm. And then you got to get the Cheerwine.
Is that one? Where's the best milkshakes in town? I still love the Varsity. The Varsity's got a good milkshake.
Yeah, good.
I haven't had a Varsity milkshake in a long time.
Yeah, that's National Ice Cream Day. You got to figure out where Brewster's makes a good milkshake.
That's true.
Cold Stone. I remember the first time I discovered Cold Stone Creamery.
Really?
And I was like, what is this? Oh, it's a cold slab, and we'll mix it up right in front of y'all.
Heaven. Bring it out.
This is heaven. That's good milk. Those are good. Some good milkshakes. Yeah, good time to do it. Derek Queen, guy in original Derek Queen.
Yeah,
Derek Queen should have a line out the window on National Ice Cream Day.
You're right about that. Yeah. We may just see that. But like I said, it's Cookout 400 next week in Richmond. Then they go to Michigan for the race there, and then they go to Daytona. September 1st, they'll be in Darlington. That was sponsored by Cookout, too. You go to Darlington. If you missed the media meal.
South Carolina.
You go down to Darlington, South Carolina. Yeah. You have the meal there as well. And then, of course, on September 8th, the Quaker State 400 is going to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And we look forward to that race. 3 o'clock start that day, a little different than the nighttime, late evening start we had there before. But that will be the start of the playoffs. So we got this, counting this race, you got three more.
Maybe we can get rain that Sunday.
Why you want
to do
that?
And they can push the race to Monday.
No, man, the folk out of AMS don't want to hear you talking about the rain, man.
I want to go to both events. I want to go to opening, the season opener at Mercedes-Benz and the race.
And the race.
I'm trying to figure out how I can make that happen.
Yeah, man, I don't know the people. I'm real cautious when I mention weather with the folks at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They want the weather to be nice.
What's the CEO? What's the guy who joins you guys? What's his name?
We're talking about
Brad or Chad?
Brandon Hutchinson.
Brandon Hutchinson?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Friend
Brandon.
Of the show.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't
I'm
say
sorry.
That, man.
I'm sorry for wishing rain on that September weekend.
Brandon would be very upset that we were wishing rain.
That was Eric. That wasn't Sam. I'm being selfish. I want to go to two events at the same time.
Look forward to seeing them in September 8th when they start the playoffs there at Atlanta Motor Speedway. All right, folks, we're going to circle up and talk about some of the things that are coming up today, get you all set for the rest of the day, and get ready to hand off to John Freaky at the top of the hour here on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Eric are sitting in for Greg on this Sunday morning. And, man, what a morning. And now it looks like we're trying to get a little sun break through.
Yeah, bright sun is coming through. It's been a little gray all morning, but now we got a little bit of sunshine coming through here in the Kia Studios.
Yep, nice to see. Always nice to see. And we thank you for tuning in with us. Thank you for letting us ride along with us. If you're on your way to Sunday services or if you're on your way to work, wherever you may be going on this Sunday morning, thanks for letting us ride along with you. We're getting you set for a great day of sports activities. We count down. Really,
a lot of things to choose from today.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We got Braves playing at 1:35 today. Spencer Schwellenbach is going to get a chance to start again today and try to help the Braves take 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals. It's another team that's fighting with them with a wild card spot. It'd be great to see if they can not fall behind like the second game yesterday. And you know, those bats still keep going. That's always encouraging to see when the bats are swinging right for the Braves.
So let's see who's on the mound for the Cardinals. Miles Mikolas is on the mound. He is currently 7-8 on the season with a 5.13 ERA. I like those numbers. Those numbers sound favorable for Braves offense that needs to get going. If you got a pitcher who's giving up 5 runs per game, we should be able to get to them a little bit. So maybe we can pull out this victory in this series, take 2 out of 3 from the St. Louis
Cardinals.
That'll
be good, and hopefully sometime in the next few days we get to see Money Mike Harris return to the lineup.
He's getting close. This quad or whatever it's been has been a lot longer than any of us hoped for or expected.
Yep, he did a great thing yesterday. He did a backpack giveaway, back to school giveaways over at the Gresham Park yesterday.
Really?
Yep, so okay. He was out in the community doing some great things, of course, giving back to a place where he played baseball as a youth over in Gresham Park. So he was out there doing that yesterday. So that is great to see him on the road to being back in the lineup. And that gives Brian Snitker some options because, you know, he's had somebody at the leadoff spot who's done a good job.
I think he's earned. I don't think you messed that mojo up. Jared Kelenic has, you know, pretty much said, look, I can take this thing for you for the rest of this year. We know, at least we think, when Ronald Acuna comes back that he'll go back to leadoff. You never know. There's been several people, including several at this station, says maybe his leadoff career should be over. But right now, for at least the rest of 2024, Jared Kelenic has said, look, I can handle this for you. Let me just do it.
He's been very capable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was given that challenge. And, of course, he came to this team looking for the way that he could a role he could get in and and really play and do great things for this team. And the leadoff spot has been excellent. It's allowed the order to stay, you know, pretty much the way you would have it with Albies and Riley and Olsen and Ozuna. Good to see Ed Rosario last night get a home run at returning.
He made contributions in both games.
Yeah.
So, going to be, you know, if we can get the Eddie of a couple years ago, could be a magical thing. I think this team is going to get really hot in the second half, the so-called second half of the season. And come September and October, we'll be ready to go.
All right. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we want to definitely see if that's going to happen. Also today, we got tennis happening at Atlantic Station. Final year for the Atlanta Open ATP event. We get things started with qualifying rounds yesterday and today. And this evening, they're going to have the Sunday showdown. Sloane Stephens in town. Taking on Taylor Townsend, who just won part of the Wimbledon Women's Doubles Championship. A homegirl is back home in town, and great to see her getting a chance to play. First of all, great chance to get to see her winning at Wimbledon last week. That's great. It's been quite a journey for her and her family, and for her to achieve what she's doing. She's a mom and still out there on the tour. You're making some things happen. She's turned into one of the top doubles players on the planet,
and that's a fun little event over there at Atlantic Station. They've got it all built up. A row pass there this morning on the way in. Like, yep, they got the grandstands all ready to go.
This
Atlanta Tennis Open. And did you have the director on this year? I know he's
Peter Lepidus. We had him on yesterday.
On yesterday.
He talked about all the things that they are going to be doing. And just the legacy of the event, they're able to have a tennis tournament in basically a retail residential district in town was so different from anywhere else. That I think the players have loved it, that, that everything has been in one location in the city. Right. They don't have to get a limo or a driver to drive them to wherever the tournament's taking place.
Nope. They can walk to the court, walk to the practice court.
Walk to the court. If they have the families in town, they can go catch a movie. Mm. You know, they can go if they want to, you know, got a grocery store, all those things, and do some shopping. So it's been great for the players. I think all the ones who've come here to play have been thoroughly enjoyed it. I think of some of the people like Nick Kyrgios, you know, came in from, you know, obviously he's from Australia. And I was hoping that he would get a chance and be healthy enough to play in the final here in Atlanta, because he really enjoyed this event. You know, he came here and found out he could get keys to McCamish and go put up some shots in the morning.
Well, he's only a couple blocks away, right? Yeah,
right, right.
Only a couple blocks away. You know, so, wow, that's all right.
But somebody, I think it was Christopher Eubanks, said, hey, man, I can get you in over here. And so he knew the guy to open the door.
So he's a big basketball guy.
Big
huh?
basketball guy.
Well,
Celtics.
He's 6'7", 6'8", whatever he is.
Celtics fan. Big Celtics fan. But he's a.
I won't hold that against him.
You know, we won't. But and he can hoop. Either guys in the gym, they turned him loose. He can hoop. He's a great athlete. One of the best athletes that have been out on the tour. But that's one thing he always looked forward to, coming to Atlanta. And so so he would go and play basketball. But you all talk about the heat. I said, okay, you guys, when we come to play the Australian Open, you know, in January, it's summertime down there. You know, it's rough on us,
right?
On American players to go, because we've been Thanksgiving and Christmas. If we're not careful, we've been eating grandmama's red velvet cake, and now we're going to have to go down there
In January. You know, when we try to be making New Year's resolutions, you want us to come down here and swelter and win the Australian Open.
Yeah, you know. So I said, all right, man, you know, so we got some heat for you when you come to Atlanta. But he always enjoyed coming to play this tournament. So I hope it's going to be a good week. Ben Shelton is the top seed. Of course, he's an Atlanta native. His father was a former women's tennis coach at Georgia Tech, so he grew up here in Atlanta. A different type of tennis player than the United States used to produce. Here's a kid that grew up playing everything, including football. And if you look at him, the way he's put together, you can say, okay, this guy could have chosen to go in any direction, any type of sport, but he chose tennis. And it's kind of like Nadal. You look at Nadal and say, we don't have any tennis players in this country built like Nadal. You know, he's just a different type
Nadal,
guy.
Nadal's long and lanky.
He is long and lanky, and that's the thing. And he could have played any type of sport. Right. He chose tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
It didn't do too bad at it, did he?
Well, no, I think his bank account reflects it quite well. That's the thing. And he's going to get to go play back at Roland Garros. Matter of fact, he's playing in a final today in a tournament. It would be great to see if he could notch another tournament championship to his grand resume before he goes to play the Olympics, at least play Roland Garros.
So will the Olympic tennis be on the clay?
Yes, we'll be back on the clay.
And so he'll forever go down in tennis history as the king of clay, right? So,
especially in Paris,
right,
at the French Open.
That should be right up, you know, is a gold medal in 2024 the way he, because what's he got left? Is this it for him?
This is it, though. I mean, he's had injuries, and he hadn't been 100% in a lot of tournaments.
So that would be a great way to walk it off?
A great way to walk it off, especially I think he's going to play doubles with Alcaraz, who just won Wimbledon, who's like the next thing coming up.
Won Wimbledon and the French Open, right? He won them both.
So, I mean, if you're going to put him together with them for doubles, that would be a fantastic way. After I play, you know, after he plays the Olympics, he'll drop the mic.
Right.
He may go to New York for the U.S. Open.
I was about to say, would he finish it up at Arthur Ashe and say, I'm done, this is the last major?
That's how it's looking. That's how it's looking for him.
And I guess Alcaraz, as he won the last two majors, he's the betting favorite going into Queens, right?
Yep, into that and to the Olympics as well.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I mean, Djokovic is going to show up. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And then you gave great news that you're going to meet one of our friends for the first time. What time are you going
Karen
over there?
Karen Christina is on her way, and so she's going to be over at today for the
she got in town,
Well, she won't. She's not due to get into town until after 11. After 11, and the way flights are going.
Fingers crossed.
The way flights are going, man. We hope everything's
fingers crossed.
All right, you know. But she's planning on hitting town around 11 o'clock. So I was going to meet her over at the tennis match this evening. Say hello. I've never met her in person.
It seems like she's like a sister or a cousin, right?
She's like relatives for
us. Is she not the most consistent contributor to your show?
She is.
Or maybe her Adam.
Yep. Those have been the most consistent contributors for us. And whenever an event is happening, they've always been there for us. So we appreciate her and her knowledge for tennis, her passion for covering tennis. And she just happened to come into Atlanta and says, yeah, it's going to be the first one. I'm going to be in town. She's got some relatives and some friends she's going to visit while she's here, but she's going to be at the Atlanta Open. So we're excited to have her. Matter of fact, the women's match starts this evening at 7 o'clock. At Atlantic Station, and that's the Sunday showdown. Taylor Townsend and Sloane Stephens, great to have them both on the court today, kicking off tournament week over at Atlantic Station.
Now, if you just want to stay home and do some TV viewership, or you could start right now because the final round of the Open Championship, I always tell people you can't call it the British Open, it's the Open Championship is underway.
And there's no telling who's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Because the people, everybody's going backwards. You know, two under could win this thing.
So what's that? The top five are up there in two strokes.
Yeah.
Separate the top five on the course right now. And, I mean, like you said, I'm sitting here watching tee shots go in the rough, go into the galley of the viewers. I mean, that's a tough course. And they're over there south of London. And the wind is blowing. People are walking around with umbrellas.
Yeah, people with umbrellas. Guys are on sweaters. And, you know, it's one of those events when you're packing clothes to go and play that thing. You got to
bring everything.
You got to pack a little bit of everything. You got to bring some mittens, wool hat.
Yeah.
You don't know how it's going to end up.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Remember Cat Williams have a joke? I got to pack my Timberlands, my overcoat, my swimsuit, because you got all the weather.
Really? You're going to get all the weather you can. Somebody just end up down in one of
them
bunkers.
Dunes.
They
got
to bring them a ladder to get down in there to get to that golf ball.
So you can watch that. You can watch NASCAR 2:30.
Yep.
Of course, you got Sunday baseball, the Braves local, you can watch it. God bless you. And then, of course, you'll have the late game somewhere on ESPN, game of the week or whatever that'll
game
be.
Game of the week. Game
so
of the
there's
week.
Always something to do. And
you got a Hungarian Grand Prix you got going on with Formula One.
You would know that.
It's rolling off right now. Yeah. So it's a good sports Sunday of things to watch and enjoy as we get set for the spectacle that will be the Olympic Games. And I got to really give a shout-out again to Coley Harvey for taking some time to join us this morning.
From Pottery.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I was going to tell him to get off with us and go get a – well, it's lunchtime. We can get a croissant and a cafe au lait or whatever you get over there.
French fries.
They don't even eat French fries in Paris. They don't even eat French fries. It's cool croissant. Croissant and cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some great poupon.
Great poupon. There you go. That's major cool that he's over there to cover this.
It is. It truly is. And if you missed it, I mean, he's a native of Atlanta. He's going to be working there with ESPN covering the Olympics. And he talked about his experience here in 96 as a young child.
As a young man getting to hold the Olympic torch.
Being like the Olympic ambassadors, meeting people at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport as they arrived for town, and having played the role in the 96 Olympics, and now he's getting a chance to cover it and document his Olympic. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Eric are sitting in for Greg on this Sunday morning, and man, what a morning. And now it looks like we're trying to get a little sun break through.
Yeah, bright sun is coming through. It's been a little gray all morning, but now we got a little bit of sunshine coming through here in the Kia Studios.
Yep, nice to see. Always nice to see. And we thank you for tuning in with us. Thank you for letting us ride along with us. If you're on your way to Sunday services, or if you're on your way to work, wherever you may be going on this Sunday morning, thanks for letting us ride along with you. We're getting you set for a great day of sports activities. We count down. Really,
a lot of things to choose from today.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We got Braves playing at 1:35 today. Spencer Schwellenbach is going to get a chance to start again today and try to help the Braves take 2 out of 3 from the Cardinals, with another team that's fighting with them with a wild card spot. It'd be great to see if they can not fall behind like the second game yesterday. And, you know, those bats still keep going. That's always encouraging to see when the bats are swinging right for the Braves.
So let's see who's on the mound for the Cardinals. Miles Mikolas is on the mound. He is currently 7-8 on the season with a 5.13 ERA. I like those numbers. Those numbers sound favorable for a Braves offense that needs to get going. If you got a pitcher who's giving up 5 runs per game, we should be able to get to them a little bit. So maybe we can pull out this victory in this series, take 2 out of 3 from the St. Louis
That'll
Cardinals.
Be good, and hopefully sometime in the next few days we get to see Money Mike Harris return to the lineup.
He's getting close. Quad or whatever it's been has been a lot longer than we any of us hoped for or expected.
Yep, he did a great thing yesterday. He did a backpack giveaway, back-to-school giveaways over at the Gresham Park yesterday.
Really?
Yep, so okay. He was out in the community doing some great things, of course, giving back to a place where he played baseball as a youth over in Gresham Park. So he was out there doing that yesterday. So that is great to see him on the road to being back in the lineup. And that gives Brian Snitker some options because, you know, he's had somebody at the leadoff spot who's done a good job.
I think he's earned. I don't think you've messed that mojo up. Jared Kelenic has, you know, pretty much said, look, I can take this thing for you for the rest of this year. We know, at least we think, when Ronald Acuna comes back that he'll go back to leadoff. You never know. There's been several people, including several at this station, says maybe his leadoff career should be over. But right now, for at least the rest of 2024, Jared Kelenic has said, look, I can handle this for you. Let me just do it.
He's been very capable. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was given that challenge. And, of course, he came to this team looking for the way that he could – a role he could get in and, yeah. And really play and do great things for this team. And the leadoff spot has been excellent. It's allowed the order to stay, you know, pretty much the way you would have it with Albies and Riley and Olsen and Ozuna. Good to see Eddie Rosario last night get a home run at returning.
He made contributions in both games.
Yeah.
So, going to be, you know, if we can get the Eddie of a couple years ago, could be a magical thing. I think this team is going to get really hot in the second half, the so-called second half of the season. And come September and October, we'll be ready to go.
All right. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we want to definitely see if that's going to happen. Also today, we got tennis happening at Atlantic Station. Final year for the Atlanta Open ATP event. We get things started with qualifying rounds yesterday and today. And this evening, they're going to have the Sunday showdown. Sloane Stephens in town, taking on Taylor Townsend, who just won part of the Wimbledon Women's Doubles Championship. A homegirl is back home in town, and great to see her getting a chance to play. First of all, great chance to get to see her winning at Wimbledon last week. That's great. It's been quite a journey for her and her family, and for her to see what she's doing. She's a mom and still out there on the tour, you know, making some things happen. She's turned into one of the top doubles players on the planet,
and that's a fun little event over there at Atlantic Station. They've got it all built up. A row pass there this morning on the way in. Like, yep, they got the grandstands all ready to go.
This
Atlanta Tennis Open. And did you have the director on this year? I know he's
Peter Lepidus. We had him on yesterday.
He
talked about all the things that they are going to be doing. And just the legacy of the event, they're able to have a tennis tournament in basically a retail residential district in town.
Yeah.
Was so different from anywhere else. I think the players have loved it that everything has been in one location in the city.
Right.
They don't have to get a limo or a driver to drive them to wherever the tournament's taking place.
Nope. They can walk to the court, walk to the practice court.
Walk to the court. If they have the families in town, they can go catch a movie. Mm. You know, they can go if they want to, you know, got a grocery store, all those things, and do some shopping. So it's been great for the players. I think all the ones who've come here to play have been thoroughly enjoyed it. I think of some of the people like Nick Kyrgios, you know, came here from, you know, obviously he's from Australia. And I was hoping that he would get a chance and be healthy enough to play in the final here in Atlanta because he really enjoyed this event. You know, he came here and found out he could get keys to McCamish and go put up some shots in the morning.
Well, he's only a couple blocks away, right?
Right.
A couple blocks away. You know, so, wow, that's all right.
But somebody, I think it was Christopher Eubanks, said, hey, man, I can get you in over here. And so he knew the guy to open the door.
So he's a big basketball guy.
Big
huh?
basketball guy.
Well, he's Celtics. He's 6'7", 6'8", whatever he is.
Celtics fan. Big Celtics fan. But he's a.
I won't hold that against him.
You know, we won't. But he can hoop. He in the gym, they turned him loose. He can hoop. He's a great athlete, one of the best athletes that have been out on the tour. But that's one thing he always looked forward to coming to Atlanta. And so so he would go and play basketball. But you all talk about the heat. I said, okay, you guys, when we come to play the Australian Open, you know, in January, it's summertime down there. You know, it's rough on us, on American players to go, because we've been Thanksgiving and Christmas. If we're not careful, we've been eating grandmama's red velvet cake, and now we're going to have to go down there and
In January. You know, when we're trying to make New Year's resolutions, you want us to come down here and swelter and win the Australian Open.
Yeah, you know. So I said, all right, man, you know, so we got some heat for you when you come to Atlanta. But he always enjoyed coming to play this tournament, so I hope it's going to be a good week. Ben Shelton is the top seed. Of course, he's an Atlanta native. His father was a former women's tennis coach at Georgia Tech, so he grew up here in Atlanta. a different type of tennis player than the United States used to produce. Here's a kid that grew up playing everything, including football. And if you look at him, the way he's put together, you can say, okay, this guy could have chosen to go in any direction, any type of sport, but he chose tennis. And he's kind of like Nadal. You look at Nadal and say, we don't have any tennis players in this country built like Nadal. You know, he's just a different type of guy.
But Nadal's long and lanky.
He is long and lanky, yeah. and that's the thing. And he could have played any type of sport. Right. He chose tennis.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know.
It didn't do too bad at it, did he?
Well, no, I think his bank account reflects it quite well. That's the thing. And he's going to get to go play back at Roland Garros. Matter of fact, he's playing in a final today in a tournament. It would be great to see if he could notch another tournament championship to his grand resume before he goes to play the Olympics, at least play Roland Garros.
So will the Olympic tennis be on the clay?
Yes, we'll be back on the clay.
And so he'll forever go down in tennis history as a king of clay, right? So,
especially in Paris, right, at the French Open.
That should be right up, you know. Is it gold medal in 2024 the way he – because what's he got left? Is this it for him?
I mean, he's had injuries, and he hadn't been 100% in a lot of tournaments.
So that would be a great way to walk it off.
Especially, I think he's going to play doubles with Alcaraz, who just won Wimbledon, who's like next thing coming up.
Won Wimbledon and the French Open, right? He won them both.
So, I mean, if you're going to put him together with them for doubles, that would be a fantastic way. After I played, after he plays the Olympics, he'll drop the mic. Right. He may go to New York for the U.S. Open.
I was about to say, would he finish it up at Arthur Ashe and say, I'm done, this is the last major?
That's how it's looking. That's how it's looking for him.
And I guess Alcaraz, as he won the last two majors, he's the betting favorite going into Queens, right?
Yep, into that and to the Olympics as well. Yeah. We'll see what happens. I mean, Djokovic is going to show up. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And then you gave great news that you're going to meet one of our friends for the first time. What time are you going
Karen
over there?
Karen Christina is on her way, and so she's going to be over at today for the
she got in town, okay?
Well, she won't. She's not due to get into town till after 11. After 11, and the way flights are going.
Fingers crossed.
The way flights are going, man. We hope everything's going all right, you know. But she's planning on hitting town around 11 o'clock. So I was going to meet her over at the tennis match this evening. Say hello. I've never met her in person.
It seems like she's like a sister or a cousin, right?
She's like relatives for
us. Is she not the most consistent contributor to your show?
She is. She is.
Or maybe her or Adam.
Yep. Those have been the most consistent contributors for us. And whenever an event is happening, they've always been there for us. So we appreciate her and her knowledge for tennis, her passion for covering tennis. And she just happened to come into Atlanta and says, yeah, this is going to be the first one. I'm going to be in town. She's got some relatives and some friends she's going to visit while she's here, but she's going to be at the Atlanta Open. So we're excited to have her. As a matter of fact, the women's match starts this evening at 7 o'clock. At Atlantic Station, and that's the Sunday Showdown. Taylor Townsend and Sloane Stephens, great to have them both on the court today, kicking off tournament week over at Atlantic Station.
Be great now, if you just want to stay home and do some TV viewership, well, you could start right now because the final round of the Open Championship, I always tell people you can't call it the British Open, it's the Open Championship is underway.
And there's no telling who's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's going backwards. You know, two under could win this thing.
So what's that? The top five are up there in two strokes.
Yeah.
Separate the top five on the course right now. And, I mean, like you said, I'm sitting here watching tee shots go in the rough, go into the galley of the viewers. I mean, that's a tough course. And they're over there south of London. And the wind is blowing. People are walking around with umbrellas.
Yeah, people with umbrellas. Guys are on sweaters. And, you know, it's one of those events when you're packing clothes to go and play that thing. You got to
bring everything.
You got to pack a little bit of everything. You got to bring some mittens, wool hat.
Yeah,
you don't know how it's going to end up.
Mm-hmm. What was it? Remember Cat Williams have a joke? I got to pack my Timberlands, my overcoat, my swimsuit, because you got all the weather.
Really? You're going to get all the weather you can. And somebody just end up down in one of
them dunes.
They
got
to bring them a ladder to get down in there to get to that golf ball.
So you can watch that. You can watch NASCAR 2:30.
Yep.
Of course, you got Sunday baseball, the Braves local, you can watch it. God bless you. And then, of course, you'll have the late game somewhere on ESPN, game of the week or whatever that'll be.
Game of the week.
So there's always something to do. And
you got a Hungarian Grand Prix you got going on with Formula One.
You would know that.
That's rolling off right now. Yeah. So it's a good sports Sunday of things to watch and enjoy as we get set for the spectacle that will be the Olympic Games. And I got to really give a shout out again to Coley Harvey for taking some time to join us this morning.
From Pottery.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, I was going to tell him to, you know, get off with us and go get a, well, it's lunchtime. We can get a croissant and a cafe au lait or whatever, you know, whatever you get over there.
French fries.
They don't even eat French fries in Paris. They don't even eat French fries. It's cool croissant. Croissant and cafe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With some great poupon.
Great poupon. There you go. That's major cool that he's over there to cover
it. It is. It truly is. And if you missed it, I mean, he's a native of Atlanta. He's going to be working there with ESPN covering the Olympics. And he talked about his experience here in 96 as a young child.
As a young man getting to hold the Olympic torch.
Being like the Olympic ambassadors, meeting people at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport as they arrived for town, and having played the role in the 96 Olympics, and now he's getting a chance to cover it and document these Olympic Games. And he's going to be covering track, so if you want to follow him, he's going to be keeping up with the track competition when it gets going. That's the toughest people to go to Olympics because the track is at the back end of it.
Always, you know, one of the final events. They got to wait the whole time.
But what do you do during that time? You know, other people are having fun. You know, other people are seeing the city. You got to train.
Yeah. You're there on business. You're focused. This is home a gold medal or any Olympic medal, that's once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's true.
You stay focused for a week and a half. You train. You stay on your diet. Get acclimated to whatever weather or changes you got to get used to. Then you go out there and handle your business.
But other people are having fun.
I can have fun after. I can have fun when I'm going around the world showing my gold medal. When I can have that fun. I can have fun when them endorsement checks start coming in. Because if my agent, as soon as I win this thing, man, you start lining them meetings up.
I mean, those things are already lined up. You know, Simone Biles and the women's Olympic team already running these commercials. Right. They're coming to Gas South Arena in October. They're already selling tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, absolutely. The people who perform well on this platform, on the stage, the sports grandest stage, you have a chance to get rewarded for it.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't know how lucrative it can be, go look at Usain Bolt's social media.
Yeah,
that's one of the richest men in the world.
Yep,
and he's only famous for one thing and all: being really fast at the Olympics.
Yep.
That man's got a fleet of cars that any rapper or Hollywood actor would be envious of.
I'm sure,
and he's still making that money. Ain't ran a race now in 10 years.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yes,
you do that. The Olympics can do that for you. Eric, I appreciate it always, man.
Oh, man, I jumped at this opportunity.
You know?
Now I'm going to slide on over there in that other seat. Noel, but keeping the other seat warm. I got to slide right over there.
Well, look forward. You have a great week with the officials coming to town.
Yes.
You have a great time.
And I got, like I said, I'll be out at the Future Games at Lake Point Baseball Complex, seeing some of the best young baseball players from around the country in the Future Games. Every coach and Major League Scout will be at this event coming up this week. I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday.
Make sure you get the calls right.
Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah. Come on, Blue.
Thanks for sitting in for Greg today. Noel, we appreciate you so much. Everything. John Fricke, straight ahead. Stay tuned for him and enjoy your Sunday here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.